Happy Sunday night. I guess there are a few things bouncing around in my head right now. First thing, I guess really the thing that's mostly bouncing around in my head is just how ridiculous and also awesome this super straight thing is. Because, I don't know, I remember seeing this video a long time ago. It was a video of a little girl and her dad, and the little girl was crying and kept, like, screaming crying. And instead of yelling at her to stop, the dad started screaming crying too. And then the little girl would stop and just be like, but then she would just stop crying. And I thought there was something so interesting about that. And it's funny because all of the comments on that video were like, you're raising your child to be emotionally, like you're emotionally abusing your child and blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't think anyone has done any favors by being coddled when they cry. I think that just means they know that when they cry, they get attention and they get someone saying, oh, no, please don't, please don't. And I think we've raised a generation of people who cry about everything they can because they like attention. And because, like the Patrice O'Neill breakdown of Radiohead Creep, which is something I just seen today, and I was floored by how well it not only described my feelings towards that song when I was younger and I would listen to it all the time, but the feeling that I think the woke have, which is a feeling of inferiority, like, I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo, what the hell am I doing here? No one has any purpose anymore. So I think a bunch of people were raised under the assumption that they cry, they get something, they cry, they get something, they cry, they get something. And obviously this is all just me saying shit, but it's stuff I'm thinking, so you can either think it's interesting or think it's stupid, or, I don't know, something in between, I guess. But we've raised this whole generation of people to be like that, and now we're facing the consequences where there's a bunch of crazy people running around telling you that if you're straight and you don't want to have sex with a trans person, if you're a straight man and you don't have sex with a trans woman, then you're a transphobic. You're a bad person. Which is one of the rapiest things I've ever heard in my life. That would be like if, I don't know, if someone just told me that it was unfair that I didn't want to have sex with them because of the way they looked or something. Like, no one should be telling you who you can or cannot have sex with. But so, why I think this super straight thing is so great is because I feel like it's the dad laughing back at the baby. That's kind of, like, to me, like, how do you, obviously, Brett Weinstein's Clubhouse, the woke coup of that wokeness room that then Brett Weinstein joined after they had overthrown whoever the leader was. And Brett Weinstein is talking like a concerned father to a bunch of children, like the good teacher, the good person he is. But then they just mow over him because he's too good. And the best way to beat them at their game is to cry back in their face, in a way. Like, you're mocking them, clearly. But when you do that, they are forced to see themselves in a mirror. Or they don't like seeing you having some kind of problem, because then it just makes their problem less special. I think it was a good move. I think Super Straight was an excellent move. and it came out of the brain of a 16-year-old. Genius. Great kid. And I am very angry to hear that his mother is receiving death threats. Which, like, I don't know. Is there a word for, I don't know. It's just crazy how intolerant, obviously, like, I know this is something everyone knows, but how intolerant the side of tolerance is. You're going to send death threats to a child's mom? A child's mom. It's just always funny to me because, like, I don't claim to be tolerant. I don't try to be tolerant. It's not something I think about on a day-to-day basis. I just think about how am I going to be a better person than I was yesterday in terms of my life and how I'm going to live it well. I never am thinking, how am I going to go out and be tolerant today? But that's what, like, the entire ideology of the left is based around, these woke people. And then they are the most intolerant. Something is so fishy with that. Like, come on. I feel like it, like, at least I could be intolerant because at least I'm not fucking claiming to be tolerant. Be honest. If you're going to be an asshole, at least be honest. I'm an asshole. You know? I don't know. I would so much rather have an honest asshole than a conniving, lying, tolerant person. And you will find that the assholes are usually actually the ones who do some good. Yeah, I mean, I also, I had heard that some of this, like, trans phobic shit was coming from women who, lesbians who were on Hinge or on any dating app, and they had not wanted to sleep with someone who was a man dressed as a woman or a transgender man. They just were not interested because they're lesbians and they've already dealt with that the whole path, their whole life that it took to get to a point where they're out and they're a lesbian and now they're being told they have to sleep with a man again in order to not be transphobic. Do we not see where that progress is, like, going backwards? Like, yeah, it's fucking great that people want to be good to anyone who's different, to gay people, to transgenders. People don't want to be mean to them. No one wants to take stuff away from them. We just don't want things to be taken away from us. And lesbians don't want their right to love other women. They don't want that to be taken away from them. It starts to get fucked up when you start to take things away from other people. So yeah, I mean, I think that this was I could scream that into a void so many times though. And none of those people will hear me because they're talking like children. They're talking like angry children. But when you stare at a baby and you look at them in the face while they're crying and you cry back, it does seem that they stop crying because they feel fucking stupid. Because they didn't want you to have the same feeling as them, because then, yeah, that takes them off the stage. And even though it's an obvious troll, like, how can you ignore the logic there? You make up a bunch of identities, we can make them up too. I won't try to make any up. myself. I think that kids was very good. I like the term super straight. I myself, I guess, if I were to identify, would identify as a super straight. I like men who were male from the time they were born. Not men. Male. And then grew into men. But I like men who have always been male. It just, they've got the man build, the man face, the man voice, things that I need in order to be attracted to someone. I do not think that makes me homophobic or transphobic or anything else. It's just I have a type, and my type is man. That's that's what I'm attracted to. And if you were to tell me that a man who still had man parts but wanted to be a woman and was transitioning into being a woman was someone that I needed to be attracted to, that would be extremely unfair and extremely rapey. And if you were to tell me that a woman who was transitioning into a man and had her woman parts but still looked like a woman but was trying to look like a man, or even if she looked like a man but still had the woman parts, that would be rapey. You can't tell people that. I was reading a Reddit thread. A woman who's a better person than me for being so kind to her partner while her partner was going through what she was going through, which was a transition. So from male to female, and she underwent the surgery to, I guess, get a vagina. And you can't replicate the natural biology of a female's vagina. You can replicate it in looks, but you're just not going to get the exact same thing. It's impossible. It just isn't something you can do. Otherwise, I'm sure they'd be doing it. But her new thing began to smell very badly, and the girl was really didn't know what to. She didn't know how to handle it. She couldn't. Every time she went near it, she felt sick to her stomach. She felt like she couldn't say no, because her partner would get very upset when she said no. It's psychologically so twisted to force anyone into doing something they don't want to do with something they're not used to, something they're not attracted to. It's very not right. And just because historically being trans, or in recent history, has been, there are still people out there who are disgusting and they are transphobes. But just because there are people who are mean to people for being trans does not mean that everyone has to want to have sex with them then. That's just not how the world works. Just because there are victims in the world doesn't mean I want to go have sex with all of them to make them feel better. That's not how anything works. It's rapey. I'll say it again. It's all fucking rapey. I don't like it. I don't like talking about my identity. I don't like talking about sex. I think it's weird. I think it's weird that people are so open about it. Like, I just don't care. I hate going into a restaurant and seeing people making out at their table while I'm trying to eat. Like, I don't know. I'm just always like, couldn't you wait? At least until you got outside? Or going into the bathroom or something? Why right next to me? I don't care if it's a straight couple, gay couple, whatever it is. I don't want to fucking see it. I don't want to see it. And it's not like I'm sitting there like, ugh. But I'm like, Ugh. Like, come on. Just be normal. Have a conversation. You can make out later. Have a conversation now. That's usually what dinner is for me. I like to talk. But oh shit, this went longer than I wanted it to. I was expecting it to be short. Okay, all right. I guess maybe I'm done right now. But cheers. I hope you guys had a great weekend and have a fantastic Sunday night, even though I'll probably be posting this tomorrow. And yeah. All right. Good night, everyone.